Here in the Pancreatic Cancer Research Center at the Johns Hopkins Kimmel Cancer Center, RNA samples are run through a centrifuge. Team Reason and the Friends of Ron Smith has raised more than $100,000, helping to pay for the research here. Dr. Dan Lahiru is the co-director.
What we decided to do with this money is really to bring in the top talent that we already have here that may go to other areas of research just based on funding, and to bring them in very early and excite them about the work that's going on in pancreas cancer research so that they will start work here. And once we believe once they start work in pancreas cancer research, they will really see the value that they're bringing in, the kind of patients that we have to see, the challenges that are on the table, and turn these patients over, or turn these future doctors and physicians into pancreas cancer research.
You mentioned young researchers. Last month, we talked to a very young researcher, Jack Andraka, the freshman at North County High School. He won $75,000 in the Intel Science Fair, came up with a special paper to test pancreatic cancer research. Let me get your impressions of that, and also, where does Hopkins work on that go from here?
Yeah, absolutely brilliant work by a perfect example of really young talent. This guy is an extraordinary person, and we'll hopefully get a chance to get him back here once he finishes college and his subsequent training. So he worked in the lab of Dr. Anirban Maitra, who's really one of the premier physician scientists in the country in pancreas cancer research. And so this is exactly the kind of people that we would hope to recruit back as part of this endowments program that June Smith and her family have started.
It's going to be a hot one today, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Ron Smith Radio Show for this.
The work started by Ron's family is getting a boost today from the Hearst Corporation, owner of WBAL Radio and Television. The company is donating $50,000 to the research effort. Company officials say they want to honor not only Ron's legacy as a broadcaster, but the efforts to fight pancreatic cancer.
I think that this, again, is money that we've earmarked, again, to really honor these ideals of Ron, of really teaching the next generation, in our case here, of pancreas cancer physicians and scientists.
Robert Lang, WBAL and WBAL.com.